Hooper come back to the right-hand side. First receiver was Hunt, then DCU, then Ponga. Oh, flat ball. Play on to call. Kavisi went sliding through. 12 metres out. They come left-hand side. They go to Cleary. Kick. It's a wobbly one. Burton picks it up and scores. Doesn't matter how wobbly it is. Burton read it. Burton got it. Burton scored the try. Now they go to Luai. Luai's sort of run out of options. And he's still running. Forget about that. Here's another option, Jerome. Forget about the boombox. Forget about the passing. Why don't you run and score a try at the stadium? And he did. For an opening. Cleary! Cleary's invisible. He dummied to no one. And everyone took it. The Blues fans love it. The Maroon supporters go home to Queensland and their tails are between their legs, because tonight, in front of a sellout crowd at Optus Stadium, the Blues have exacted revenge against their nemesis. New South Wales 44-12 over Queensland in one of the most dominant displays in Origin history.
Good call, Jim. This is the Path to Origin review for Tuscan's Paths range of porcelain and natural pavers. Visit tuscanpath.com.au. Blues 44 defeat the Maroons 12. So, ironically, the same margin, Brian, as to what happened last time we went to Perth.
In the rain.
Yes, 44 points to 12. Felice Kaufusi opened the scoring. What did you make of that? Seriously.
The forward pass.
Oh.
Yeah, it was quite obvious, but look, we'll let them have it.
Mm. Well, we've compared Burton's kick hang time to
correct.
The NFL. We might have to compare Brady to Kaufusi's catch.
Yeah, no, it was, look, it was, but it didn't matter in the end. I know we'd be talking about it if it was an issue, but it was, I mean, it was quite convincing, obviously, but like you said, up until half time, we weren't going that great.
No.
Like, what I found was that there was a couple of times the balls just went on the ground. Like, I think Luai threw one that went out to touch. Like, they had a scored again. We were in, I thought, you know, panic might have set in.
Well, the series is on the line and you're down by eight. So the lead had changed five times. So every score was changing, and then all of a sudden we kicked on. It was a massive moment, Kaufusi getting sin bin, which was fair enough.
Yeah, he can't be doing that. And he's got away with they were trying to do it all. What was that supposed to do? You'd imagine the referee was telling the players, you know, one more time, which is the rule. If you do it three times, off you go.
Mm.
And in that level, let alone Origin, I mean, in club land, if you've got 12 plays, invariably you're going to score. So in Origin, it was always going to happen. But
and your mate had a draw at halftime, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
And that Cleary kick for about six large.
Oh.
Mm.
Man of the match, Nathan Cleary. And it was so clear-cut, wasn't it, that he was the man of the match?
Towards the end, yes, when he scored his two meaties.
Yep.
Is that his third try now or second try?
No, that was his first two.
Yeah.
First two. Perfect 8 from 8 with the boot. 24 points, second most in a Blues player in an Orange match, was a hand grenade when Gerds got the 30, wasn't it?
Gerdso, yeah, 30-odd, didn't he?
30-odd.
Is that when we scored off the kickoff?
Yeah.
That was the old tunnel ball. So forward, tunnel ball.
Yeah.
Which was, he just threw it at the back.
He threw it at the back.
And off he goes.
Who scored that? Probably Gerds.
I think it was the Robbie Ross, maybe.
Robbie Ross. Did he play in that game? Geez, he was a good player, Robbie Ross, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, might not have been Robbie Ross.
That was the, wasn't it, Girdler line break for Robbie Ross to score?
Correct,
to start
off the
kickoff? Yeah.
What a great
was backer
upper.
Gerds set it up. He made the break, Robbie Ross backing up.
I'll tell you what I was watching a little bit, was the top 50 Origin games. And, you know, Wally obviously had featured heavily. When he runs, it is a bit like Munster-like. Everyone just hangs off him. Isn't it funny? Certain players, their reputation, like, sort of precedes themselves. And when you're on the defence, you're going, right, okay. But he was just dummying. And he wasn't overly quick, Wally.
Yeah.
But they just sort of, the defence, I was going, what are they doing here? Oop, there's a bet on.
Yep.
No, but he was just, in the games he was playing, he had so much influence over it.
Oh, so good. And at that level, unbelievable. Yeah, I just wish that Wally had won a premiership in the National Rugby League or the New South Wales Rugby League, for what it's worth. But what a player. What an immortal. There you go. 1300 01 1170 is what I have you say. Who's winning or who's leading the Wally Lewis medal? So you've got a man in the match from Munster, a man in the match from Cleary.
I know, but you know what I'm going to say.
You're going to say Tedesco, aren't you?
No, I'm going to say my man, Tupu.
Tupu? leading the Wally Lewis medal.
I would love that. I would love for him to be leading. I know he's not going to, but he has been brilliant.
The Wally Lewis medal, not the Huey Lewis medal.
I know, but I'm being biased there. I would say at the moment,
Teddy's got to be close.
Teddy's been more consistent.
He's got two runners up, I reckon.
Yeah, which puts him on 4 points.
I tell you, like, I reckon.
Four, they're on three. Yeah, he's leading. And Tupu's coming fourth.
Because Munster and Cleary haven't. They've only got the threes, haven't they?
Yeah.
I tell you who's got to be close. And he's been getting panned a bit, and people are sort of. There's a bit of push to get him out. Jerome Luai, I reckon, has had a cracking series.
Yeah, I don't know what push to move him. Someone I heard, oh, they'll put Whiten at six.
No.
I thought he was good, Jerome.
Is it this tall poppy syndrome stuff that people are just not enjoying the Penrith-isms of the Blues?
Yeah.
Like, I'm finding that people are just criticising the Penrith players. Like, Cleary's been criticised, Luai's been criticised. Everyone's panning Dylan Edwards, and he's not even in the side. He's the only one that unfortunately didn't make a rep team this week out of the starting side. I find that people are just, because Penrith have dominated the last 2.5 years.
Tall poppy.
It's tall poppy. Yeah,
TV. That
no. That's the bloke doing it. He's 7'2" and he's a grandfather.
Remember the hypothetical I gave you blokes about a month ago? If there was a tri series and Penrith players were kept out of the Blues and the. I reckon it was about one in third, wasn't it? The votes?
Yes.
Penrith would win it. I'm telling you. Don't you reckon you pick up Kickau, Leota, Fisher Harris, Dylan Edwards at the back? They would win it.
I would have won last night.
Yeah.
What about if we threw the New Zealand rugby league team in? For a tri series.
Love that.
Quad series.
Be a quad series now.
No, Tata.
Oh, yeah. Tata.
Queensland. No. Who wins that? Tri series.
Oh.
Noel Goldthorpe. Just kicking
field
goals.
Just Noel Goldthorpe playing because I'm going to Blues.
Ah, that's a very good question, actually. Very good question.
I would have to say. I would.
Because no one's exempt.
No, I would back New Zealand.
Just about.
Because another of my... What?
No, I'm just... Like, because we're getting rid of a wrapped around, I'm like, how good would a tri-series be? Or the winner of Origin plays New Zealand.
Don't speak about the war, though, mate. Yeah. This has been done, 1997.
Yeah,
the war.
I was there. Yeah.
And I missed out on the war.
Oh, that one.
Did I tell you that story?
No.
When Super League hit, I was playing 21s, and we're at Henson Park, and Gus said, we hadn't heard of Super League, nothing. Because, you know, there was no social media, so there was nothing in the papers. And it was about a week before it all broke loose. And Gus said, come in for a dressing room. There was about five of us. And they said, we're going to give you some more money. And we'd finished training. And I said, what do you mean we're going to get more money? And he goes, well, we're going to give you 30 grand extra.
Wow.
And I'm going, what for? And we were all asking each other, what for? And they said, oh, we just, you know, you're going good. And I was going, because you know how inquisitive I am.
Yeah.
I said, so what about the contract that we're on? I think I was on about 25. I said, does that stay? And he goes, yeah, that stays. And anyway, he left, and then the football manager came in and said, here, I signed the documents. And I said, just before we sign them, so I don't have to do anything else, you're going to give me an extra 30 grand. And they said, yeah. And I said, sweet, I'm signing. Boom. Sign away. Following week, Super League breaks out. And Chimes, our manager, said, mate, we've got a meeting with a club. It's Canterbury. And I said, oh, yeah, this sounds good. You haven't signed anything? And I went, oh, yes. So the money was going berserk for the Super League. And I try and look for players in any way, or trying to get players to sign, but I'd signed the week before. I was turning 21 in 2 weeks.
So I must have been 80. So they did the same at the Dragons. There must have been a directive for all to get your five juniors, your sort of five kids coming through.
Yeah.
So, and they must have had an amount, which you said was 30 grand each, right? So they must have, your club must have said, right, here's 5 times 30. So the number must have been 150K.
Yeah.
So the five kids at the Dragons, they gave four of us 5 grand, and Lance Thompson, the late Lance Thompson, got the rest. Next day turned up in a brand new Hyundai Elantra.
Right.
Bright green.
Oh, well, good on him.
Good on him, of course.
I bought tell you what I bought, because I'd moved out too. Yeah. I was living in the Rose Bay Pork House and we had no furniture. We were just, you know, desperate. And I bought a Smokey Dawson chair.
Oh, did you?
I don't know why. About 30 grand. Yeah. Went and bought a Smokey Dawson up at Bingley at Bondi Junction. You know the ones where it'd help you get out?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
like catapult, yeah.
It was like for elderly people. Yeah. I thought, this looks the grass. Bang. Up we go. And it wasn't even real leather. It was like that rank leather.
Yeah.
Oh, the leather.
But it actually, yeah, catapulted you up.
Are you a mad impulse purchaser?
Heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Heavy. I got MLP. Pots. I got all pots, all these rank knives.
Have you got that kick?
A lemon juicer.
Those ones.
Which is probably in the best purchase I've got, that lemon juicer.
Is it?
Because it does lemon, lime, and orange. It's a three-way.
Oh, is that right?
And all different colours.
Oh, nice.
So you just flick it around the other side, orange, bang, lemon.
If you've had a ranked purchase, let us know on the text line 0457 736 736. Have you got your official timer?
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah, for Seiko. Okay, let's do this. Here's the Matt Burton kick, remembering that 5.7 seconds is the best hang time in the NFL. Yes, caveat, different ball. Let's go, Gibbo.
Go.
Sayo. Here's Burton. Here it goes. Whoa! Is it ever going to come down?
5.55. Yes, but this is, as I said, this is not NASA standards.
No, insane.
No.
Did you see?
Off maths. No. He's into that sort of shit.
NASA. Give us a call, NASA, if you're listening.
Oh, he would too.
Yeah, he would.
He's, mate, he gets out at Surf and Bondi. Kook variety. But call in, NASA, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Did you see when Matty Burton scored the try, he put up a torp into the crowd?
And yeah, that was imagine, the best kick of all
could
night.
Could you just imagine you're in the crowd, they've just scored, oh no, I've got a Matty Burton torp.
Oh. Mate, he latched onto that kick,
yeah,
didn't
that
he?
That was huge. Imagine the kid catches it in the crowd, Murray Tulangi's going, oh god damn it.
What a jump
of it. Oh.
Well, this is my, and I've brought this up before, if it goes into the crowd and the kid catches it, you're allowed to take it.
100%. If they catch it on the full. If it's dropped, it must be returned?
No, as soon as it goes into the crowd, you spell it baseball.
Origin for sure.
Yeah. And then Matty Burton can sign it.
How many balls would go into the crowd in a game, you reckon? Wouldn't be, like with penalties and stuff.
Penalties don't count.
Goal
it's got to be a try.
Goal kicks?
No. It's got to be a try.
Oh, it's got to be a try with and a then, crazy kick. Yes. And that's the initiative.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's very
cool.
That's
what cool. I want to do.
Yeah, plenty of text messages. We'll get through those very shortly. I just saw the pork house at the top,
now,
so
well,
I need to
I'll
read
explain
this
the
first.
Pork house. It's not because it was an old butcher underneath, and we lived upstairs. You're not buying that?
No.
Did you hear this? Who told the story?
Yeah, it's the other version, Dunny.
Did you hear the story about Brad the Owl last week?
No.
I don't think you were here for this, Brian. So Brad the Owl had there was a work party.
Can he call in?
Well, he's already called in with the story.
Can you do it again? Because I wasn't here.
Well, Brad, if you want to tell the story again, yeah, feel free.
Yeah, Brad.
1300 01 1170. Yeah, welcome to Groundhog Day.
Brad's into packaging.
Yeah,
does a lot of plastic packaging.
Well, if Brad, we'll give him up to 4 o'clock. If you call Brad before 4 o'clock, we'll share the tale because it's an unbelievable story.
Is it? Is it worth? Is it worth replaying?
I think so.
Well, get him to call live.
I think so. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Some injury concerns at Munster. Payne Haas and Ponga. Ponga's had a couple of concussions. Yeah. His last game for the Knights against the Raiders, and now, he has been ruled out already, has he?
Yep.
That had to happen.
It's a Friday game too.
Yeah, that had to happen against the Titans on Friday. Cameron Munster's got the shoulder concern.
Well, that was awful.
Called himself a passenger. His body's starting to let him down. And Payne Haas scans today. Now, if it's the dreaded syndesmosis, that's Tata game three. So this is why we're not home yet, Brian, are we?
No. Well, Gus always says you can't pick your team until the Monday morning medical.
Yep. Ratings-wise, 9 Metro up from 1862, sorry, down slightly, 1862 down to 1797. But, of course, you've got the growth of the, what do they call them, the BVODs? Yeah, what's the B part? The
broadcast.
Broadcast video on demand. Yeah, there you go.
Which is streaming?
Yes. Streaming. So 9 now.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, they said it, they said collectively the biggest broadcast since game 1, 2019.
Okay. Well, there you go.